So good to know how we are in the sight of God, how He sees us. And this is what He said to Israel of old. And He said, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Now, it's just wonderful to know how God sees us. Sometimes we take for granted His love, but these are tender words of love which we really want to treasure. Imagine God saying these words to our hearts. We are precious in His sight. He will honor us. He has honored us, and He has always loved us with an everlasting love. Well, once again, 43:4 of Isaiah. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. You know, as we look at this Bible verse here, we ask ourselves, what could go wrong? You know, loved by the Lord, honored by the Lord, precious in His sight, what could go wrong? And the answer is plenty. And that's what we're going to look at. Between Isaiah and Jeremiah's time, quite a span of years had passed by. And the words of Isaiah somewhere, somehow, just failed to take root in the hearts of the people, and this was a problem. This morning, we're going to take a look at something which is both old in the days of Jeremiah, and then he really asked the people to consider the old ways. Well, let's take a look at this. Okay? Let's look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, this morning. And we ask ourselves, what could go wrong? And chapter 6 details the things that could go wrong and did go wrong. Well, let's take a look at some of those things which are there. Okay, first, we read, disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. In the meantime, this is Israel or Judah. It has become a tie-tie, we understand this. I liken the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman, totally unprepared for all the harshness that could come in life, and this was a problem. Well, there is the threat of war in chapter 6 and verse 4. The threat of war is always a problem. I think if we read the papers right now, we are very, very deeply concerned about the IS problem over in Syria and Iraq. I don't know whether you follow this carefully. I do. And I am very, very disturbed when people interpret this region as the emerging, as the possibility of an emerging political land where the borders of Syria and Iraq and being absorbed into it, Lebanon. What's the danger? A whole new entity will arise, erasing your traditional borders with deadly consequences. Look at Jeremiah here. Prepare war. And this is what we are looking at. Woe to us, the day goes away, the shadows of the evening are lengthening, and there is going to be destruction. Okay? Watch this. Is it going to happen? Well, let's look at the other things which are there, which are going to happen. In verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? What is the dilemma that Israel or Judah was now facing? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot give heed. And this is a danger that happens then and it happens now everywhere. We call this an uncircumcised ear, unclean ear. We're not familiar with the idea of uncircumcision here, but this is what it means. You can have uncircumcised ear, you can have uncircumcised heart, and it is not able to hear. That's your dilemma. It happens to many Christians today. They're no longer able to hear God's word. Anything hard, they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is a reproach to them. There is no delight in it. Why should we not delight in the Lord's word? And yet, it's true. There is no delight. This is a dilemma. Now go on further and see what's happening. Okay? Verse 13, from the least of them to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Everybody wants to be rich. They don't care how they can be rich. They just want to be rich. And the problem of covetousness is so real. We don't want to speak about it, but deep down in our heart, that's the problem. And we don't realize it deadens our spirit to God. This was a dilemma that was there. And so in verse 14, we read, they have healed the hurts of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, where there is no peace. Now, therefore, we're looking at something simple. Nah, it's no problem. Let's make it simpler. Let's make it easier. This is peace, peace. There is no such peace. This is the challenge to the people there. Okay? Verse 15, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Look at the state of the spiritual state right now. It was bad. And they didn't even know how to blush with shame. There was nothing there. You know, you look at the days of Israel, days of Judah, and you look at today in the church, what's the difference? What's the difference? The dilemma is still here. In chapter 2, the people forsook God and they have just refused to go the way of God completely. Now, the question is, what do we do with this? And this is important for us to understand. And sometimes we think that, never mind, God will just forgive. Look at chapter 5 and verse 7 of Jeremiah. And the Lord said, how shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me. Sometimes we think that forgiveness is just so easy. And God is just no problem. He just waves his hand and it's all over. Well, that's not true. Chapter 6, we go on further. Take a look at what's happening. So God says to the people, verse 17, I set watchmen over you, saying, I'm that watchman, saying to you, listen to the sound of the trumpet. In other words, hard times are coming. But they said, we will not listen. Hear, O earth, hear, O nations. Then we read, verse 19, they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. Is it possible? And the answer is yes. Can we go that far away from God to the point when our hearts and our ears can no longer, will no longer hear, and we are not even ashamed of it? What's the answer? I like chapter 6 and verse 16, where this was a very special call, and the Lord said, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where the good way is, and walk in it, and there you will find rest for your souls. This is what we want to look at. Ask for the old paths. Now we've come so fast-paced in our life now, we have no time for things like this. You know, those were the days when people, when they came back home from work, it was just to relax, have a dinner, watch a bit of TV as a family, and just be happy. Those days are gone. You come back home, and there's still work. The phone will ring. The email will beep. Is it not time that we ask ourselves, should we not go back to some of those old ways? Where are the old ways? Where are the old paths? Where the good way is? You know, we just don't know how to be still before God now. We don't know how to just, this is a great worship. We're just trying this Christmas to do this. Every year we try to do this. Caroling, Christmas caroling. What are we doing? Same old thing. And yet, this is exactly what Jeremiah was saying. Ask, stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. Where are the old paths? And the old paths were the days when the older ladies, if they were to set their hair, they won't sleep. They will set their hair because this is Christmas time, you know, and I'm just going to keep it there and until Christmas is over. And I, always, today, you can almost ask 24th and there will be shops open, willing to pay them, and they will do it. We don't know how to prepare. We've lost a lot of the old ways. Chinese New Year was so exciting. And then we ask ourselves, Chinese New Year again? Christmas again? We have lost the meaning of a lot of these things here. Should we not go back and ask ourselves, what have we lost? In coveting for money, in looking for these things, in chasing after these things, we're closing our ears and our hearts and our spirits to God, have we not lost too much? I fear very much that we have lost a lot of ground. I'm asking, we come back, let's celebrate Christmas. Let's really celebrate Christmas in a good old spirit of Christmas. You know, certain things you like to do, I like to do things like that. I may not eat a lot of the stuff there nowadays, but you know, so good to be there. And I'm just imagining myself carving turkey again. Would you be there? Good old path. But not because I am trying to prepare for another profession after I retire. But these are, this represents so much, the old ways, the old paths. I don't know whether they remember, whether you can ever go back to the old paths ever again. How nice it is to be able to receive a Christmas card. I had a first Christmas card when I was there, not a commercial type, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year kind of thing here. But someone would just take the trouble to write a Christmas card from Perth. That was my first one this year. You know, we look at Christmas and just look around for Christmas cards. Just look around for the ones with tinsel. Look around for nice words. And if some cards are very expensive, they're $4, $5, $6, we take a look, wow, so expensive. When we tell ourselves we make our own cards, and we never make them. And then the Christmas has come and it's gone and it's over. We tell ourselves, we'll do it again next year. What on earth is Christmas cards all about? We've lost it. It used to be when people don't visit with each other, they don't keep in touch. It's just nice to be able to write and tell them, we are remembering you. Grandmas would send presents. I still remember the time when it was really, really special. I was in Indiana then. It was Christmas time. And it was a very special tradition that the little town had. Just 3 days before Christmas, they slash everything to 50% below. So I asked them, how come? Well, first, they want to clear stock. But secondly, he said, so that everybody can have a Christmas. I mean, yesterday I bought it for 20%. Now today you reduce another 30%. You didn't jack up the price and you come down. Oh, no, we wouldn't do that. It's for real. We've lost the old ways. I remember these old ways when I was back in Indiana. Winter time was always harsh in Indiana, very, very harsh. Sometimes minus 20, sometimes minus 30. And you can drop into the bank, and I'll see my old friend who is the vice president there at the bank, and he will always make it a point. There will always be a jug of coffee or a jug of tea there at any time for anyone, for everyone, even if you are not a customer. Come in, have a drink, feel warm, you can go. We've lost a lot of the old ways. We've lost a lot of the old stuff. And it should not be that way. And I'm asking that we return to some of these old ways where we take the time and trouble to just simply say, Merry Christmas, and mean it, rather than, This is not Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Why? We've just lost it. Those were the days when Jeremiah and Isaiah were telling the people, we have the Lord's word, and everybody was excited. When the Thessalonians received the preaching of Paul and his team, they received it as the word of God, not as the words of men. Could we go back to that? Couldn't we just really enjoy a time of just singing together and say, you know, that was a great, great time of singing together. And the more we lose the old ways, the more we lose our identity. The more we lose our sense of presence of God, the more we lose all the things which are dear and precious to our heart. Don't lose some of those old ways. You know, sometimes when we have lost old ways, we've got nothing new to replace it with. And so there are certain things we want to try and do, no matter how hard it may be. We will have our Christmas caroling. Maybe we cannot go to home because our groups are so huge, but we've got a church caroling. Let's do it. Let's give presents to those who are older and those who are younger and tell them we love them and mean it. And just for a day, if you want to drink, take a little bit of dessert, forget about diabetes. Just for the day, enjoy it. Okay, there are no diabetic doctors here, I hear. Oh, God, but it's all right. If it's tapping to the heart, our heart doctor is around, so we're okay here. You know, I'm serious. Cannot we go back to these old ways? This is what the Lord was saying. But you know, this part of going back to the old ways is something that we will have to do. Because the Lord is there, obviously telling us. But we have to say, stand in the ways and see. Take a look. This is the modern path. We are so busy, too busy. We've got no time.